Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Get the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread and much more right here on 1300 The Bet. The Bet, Baltimore's home for wagertainment. Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Did your home run bet come up short? Thanks to today's MLB No Sweat Home Run Token, you don't have to worry if your bet didn't clear the fences. Just activate the token when you bet on any player to hit a home run, and if that player fails to go yard, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets. That is a great deal from our friends at BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today, and as always, please gamble responsibly. We're going to be joined by former MLB General Manager, MLB Network Radio, MLB Network's own Steve Phillips at the top of the next hour to talk the trade deadline a couple days away, and Tarik Skubal going to be traded by the Tigers, the Yankees, the Phillies, the Brewers, and more, and of course the LA Dodgers. Steve Phillips going to join us in about 15 minutes. But we have some news coming out of the National Football League, and this falls under the umbrella of, boy, that was quick. Remember yesterday we broke into the show to tell you that Atlanta Falcons quarterback Tua Tagovailoa was going to miss some time with tightness in his back. And, you know, Michael Penix Jr. is not going to be cleared for a month. So undrafted rookie free agent Jack Strand was the QB1 yesterday in Atlanta. Cooper Rush got signed. He'll be practicing, obviously, with Atlanta. And guess who else today is practicing with Atlanta? Tua Tagovailoa is already back for the Falcons. There is video of Tua. I'm watching it right now, courtesy of our friend Mark Remindy, who covers the Falcons for ESPN, of Tua working out with Bijan Robinson and Penix in individual drills. And remember, yesterday we told you that Bijan Robinson, along with Detroit Lions running back Jahmyr Gibbs, holding in at training camp, both want new deals. My expectation is that both of those star running backs, who will go in 99.9% of fantasy leagues, as long as the people in those leagues have functioning brains, Bijan and Gibbs will be the first and second pick in whatever order you would like to take them. So I wanted to get that news in for Falcons fans. Tua is practicing, and if Tua is healthy this year, I think the Falcons are going to win the NFC South. I like Atlanta in that division if indeed Tua Tagovailoa is going to be healthy. Speaking of health, San Francisco 49ers once again don't seem to have a lot of it. And this is just it's like a sick joke. That's what it's feeling like. Every single year, like clockwork, set your watch to it. 49ers players dropping like flies. Not just in training camp. Wait till the regular season starts. I don't know if it's the electrical substation. Remember, we had Kendrick Bourne on Radio Row at the Super Bowl this year. And Kendrick Bourne's like, yeah, I think it might be the substation. Also, he's now on the Arizona Cardinals. That wanted no part of San Francisco anymore. I don't know what it is, but it happens all the time. And it's even extended, obviously, to the head coach. And all that with the car accident, and was it his fault or not, and people treating this like it's a congressional inquiry. I don't understand. Look, you can care if you want to. I don't care at all. Let's talk about the players on the field and how it impacts, you know, the whole fun of sports. Games. You know, why we watch. Ricky Pearsall. Like you say that name amongst people that love fantasy football and the scowls that you will get. You could find a fantasy football diehard player on the best day of his or her life, just got married, had a kid, and just say the words Ricky Pearsall, and you will see that smile form into a frown because he can't stay healthy. And it's not that he's a bad player. I think he's really good. He just can't stay on the field. Now, some of it's not his fault, like when he got shot prior to his rookie season and missed half the year. That's not his fault. But even since then, unable to stay on the field, various injuries, whether it's a hamstring injury, whether it's the PCL injury that cost him half the season last year. And now, Ricky Pearsall has swelling in his knee as a result of last year's PCL injury, which has the 49ers, quote, exploring all options, and there is, quote, some concern. There are NFL reporters, both nationally and in the Bay Area, who are not saying concretely, so please don't confuse what I'm going to say, who believe that surgery might be an option, might be an option for Ricky Pearsall. Like, you can't make this stuff up. Christian Kirk, another wide receiver brought in by the 49ers, he's currently dealing with an injury, as is offensive lineman Vedarian Lowe, as is safety Malik Mustafa. I don't know, maybe Scar's looking to push him off a cliff. Running back Jordan James, who profiles as the direct backup to Christian McCaffrey, he's got a rib fracture. Just the same old story with the 49ers. And I love the Niners, and I think this could be their year. But I mean, if they're going to have none of their players healthy again, I don't know how you can get there. And if you put the Niners in the NFC South, like, yeah, we're talking. In the NFC West, with Seattle, the defending Super Bowl champions, and the absolutely loaded, filthy Los Angeles Rams, like, I'm starting to lose some faith here. And I know we're only a couple days into camp, and I'm not going to supremely overreact. But, I mean, this happens every year now with San Francisco. Now, all of a sudden, right, with Jordan James hurt, Jordan James, and with this Pearsall situation, and maybe Pearsall will be fine. I don't know. But what I will say is, if you play fantasy football, and I know a lot of you do, because it's awesome, the Niners got heavily criticized this past April for a couple of their draft picks. Oh, my God, how could you take, you took them too early. All the consensus draft boards had them going two rounds later. Stop crying. Like, stop. Dazon Stribling, the second-round receiver they took, by all accounts has been lighting up trade. Brock Purdy can't stop talking about how good Stribling is. He might start at receiver for them this year in a Kyle Shanahan offense opposite Mike Evans. To quote that old dude from Entourage whose name I can never remember, is that something you might be interested in? What about running back Kalen Black? Oh my God, they took him two rounds too early. Yeah, he might be the direct backup to Christian McCaffrey now. Is that something you might be interested in fantasy football? Just saying. I'd love for the 49ers. Can we just get the Niners healthy for the rest of training camp, please? Get my guy Kyle Shanahan back and healthy for week one in Melbourne against the Rams. Please. Please. One other injury note. We'll talk Bengals later in the show. The New Orleans Saints, it looks like they have lost defensive lineman Brian Brisee, first round pick in 2023 for the season with a torn ACL. Saints coach Kellen Moore saying it doesn't look good. Looks like a serious injury for Brisee. Now, Brian Brisee, no one's going to confuse him with, like, Pat Swilling. That's, like, not what it is. Or, like, Cameron Jordan. Or, like, some of the great pass rushers in the league. But he's expected to start this season. Basically plays every game, 14 and a half career sacks in 49 games, and was praised big time after last season for his improvements in run defense. So we're going to see a couple young players, including Kristen Miller, draft pick by the Saints this year, needing to step up. I think there is, and I talked with Kellen Moore about this, Coach Moore, when he joined us on the show a couple months ago. I think there's legitimate cause for optimism with the Saints' offense this year. And second-year quarterback Tyler Shuck and Chris Olave, once they give him the extension, he's holding in right now, they'll figure that out. And rookie wide receiver Jordan Tyson and Travis Achane and a really underrated offensive line. My problem with the Saints has been, though, even if I think Brandon Staley is an awesome defensive coordinator, I don't like the talent on defense. And I absolutely think the Saints are marching in the right direction. But that's more of a 2027 thing. Now, maybe the offense is just good enough that they outscore teams. It's certainly possible that that's the case if Tyler Shuck hits his ceiling. But what I think's more likely, and I've been on record saying this for a while now, is that the defense is going to be what costs them. And it can absolutely get fixed heading into next year. Spend more time on the defense, more focus on the defense. But for now, this Brian Brisee season-ending injury kind of underscores what I think the problem for the 2026 Saints is going to be. They'll be fun. They could potentially score a lot of points. But in the end, I don't think they're ready just yet for prime time. one of the reasons why I like the Falcons a little bit better than the Saints, the Panthers, and even the Bucks with their contract messes with Baker Mayfield and Vita Vea in the NFC South. Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side. We will start hour number two, talking Major League Baseball with former general manager, friend of the show, the great Steve Phillips. Keep it locked right here.
This is Westwood One Sports.
In the automotive industry, time and trust mean everything. Miss an electrical problem, and it can mean big problems for your operation. That's why NAPA believes in testing the five critical components in every vehicle: the battery, starter, alternator, relay, and serpentine belt. And why we deliver the parts, tools, and expertise you need to catch problems before they become breakdowns. So test every vehicle and trust the name that keeps your bays busy and your business moving full speed ahead. Never know how!
Indeed presents hires you can't afford to get wrong, like head administrator for a state-of-the-art surgical center.
What can I do for you, Doc?
We need to talk about the lights.
Ah, the mood lighting, relaxing, right? Much better than those old hospital vibes.
The hospital's supposed to have hospital vibes.
You seem tense. Let's dim the lights a bit.
This is a job for sponsored jobs.
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs. Visit Indeed.com/hire now and sponsor your job.
When it comes to